Well, it is time to explore the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is, of course, from Dr. Stephen Covey, way back when, a very, very influential book in the personal development space. And over the last few weeks, we've been looking at the first few habits. Habit 1 was be proactive. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind. Habit 3, to put first things first. Habit 4, last week, think win-win or no deal. And this week's habit number 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. And Dr. Covey encourages us to listen without focusing on responding. And our resident life coach, Sally Tebow, shares how you can effectively do that and so much more. Great to be chatting with you, Sally.
Great to be back. Thanks, Tim.
So let's be honest, right? Most of us, if we are really honest with ourselves, we do tend to listen to respond, don't we? Why do we do that? Why is it that we feel like we need to jump in and make it all about us?
Yeah, exactly. Like the justification. It's like that thing where if you're going to come and attack me, I'm going to make sure I'm safe. So I'm waiting for you to take a breath, and then I'm going to tell you my thoughts.
All right, I'm going to unleash my ammunition. Yeah.
Exactly right. And of course, if you're a woman, you'll just remind them of everything they've done since 1972. So,
hey, no, you said that, not me.
I know.
Disclaimer. So look, in all seriousness, right, because let's be honest, most of us will listen to respond. So let's look at some simple ways then to, I suppose, start listening differently. How do we start listening to understand as opposed to just respond and get our own thoughts across?
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you mentioned, you know, most people listen at one of four levels. They're ignoring, not understand, not listening at all.
I'm sorry?
Who does that best?
Sorry? Oh, sorry. I tuned out for a sec.
Pretending to listen. Right. Especially if there's a football game on, but just quietly. Selective listening, hearing only selective parts of the conversation. That happens a lot, especially if you're raising teenagers.
Parts of the what, sorry? Yeah.
And then attentive listening. That's paying attention and focusing on energy of the words that are being said. But what Dr. Covey encourages to do is to listen on the fifth level, and that's empathic listening. So empathic listening involves getting inside the other person's frame of reference and in the intent to true understanding. So it's like you kind of listen to the person, you're saying, okay, if I was in this situation, how would I be responding to this? And I think that's a really powerful thing we can do to help us understand people.
Being heard is one thing, but how else then do you walk away feeling when you know that someone sat in that space with you and actually tried to understand how you're feeling? What does that actually do for us?
Yeah, well, it honestly makes you feel empowered, because when you make somebody else feel empowered, you come away feeling empowered too. It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a very simple concept, isn't it, really? Taking the emphasis off ourselves and putting it back on the person that's actually speaking, and rather than, again, being selfish in some degree and going, oh, well, I've got something I can chip into this conversation and make it about me, I'm going to hold back and just allow you to speak and try and put myself in your shoes for a moment. Now, we talked about how that then can make us feel, but bigger picture, Sally, when we do this with our relationships, whether it's work relationships, our marriage, our kids, what do you think the knock-on effect of having that sort of communication is when we take it into the relationship space in general?
Oh, definitely in the relationship space, I think a deeper degree of intimacy in a relationship. When you listen to somebody, you truly listen to them and you allow them to be vulnerable enough to share their story with you, it goes to a whole deeper level of understanding, you know. But when you hold that space and go, I need to listen to this person without feeling defensive, and of course that's a lot of your own inner work to do that, to stay in that space and not feel that you have to validate yourself by jumping in with a reaction, a response, to, you know, trying to be smarter than the other person. But just simply saying, you know, I actually understand what you're saying, it just can diffuse so many arguments that could get totally out of control.
Habit 5, seek first to understand, then to be understood. It is habit 5 in the 7 of Dr. Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which we've been exploring over the last few weeks with life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow. More details at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au, and we'll do habit 6 next week. Thanks, Sally.